is for what's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Irma's winds, storm surge, and rainfall remain life-threatening. President Donald Trump assured those in Florida that preparations were well underway.
The governor has so far done a terrific job. I mean, they're prepared. We don't know exactly where it's going to be landing, where landfall will be, but we think we're as well prepared as you can possibly be.
Irma has killed at least 11 people, and authorities have rushed aid to the devastated string of Caribbean islands that have already felt Irma's wake. Thousands remain homeless. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said Beijing strongly opposes the latest nuclear test by North Korea and that the key to resolving the current tension involves both sanctions and dialogue.
Given the new development on the Korean Peninsula, China agrees that the UN Security Council should make a further response by taking necessary measures. China will have close communications with the relevant parties, adopting a very objective and responsible attitude.
The United States is seeking the toughest ever UN sanctions on North Korea that would ban all oil and natural gas exports to the Northeast Asia nation and freeze all foreign financial assets of the government and its leader, Kim Jong-un. Gunmen shot and badly wounded Tanzania's most outspoken opposition figure near his home in the capital Thursday. Tundu Lissu of the Chadema Party, who recently faced criminal charges after he called President John Pombe Magufuli a dictator, was wounded by an unknown assailant in Dodoma. A statement from the opposition party said the lawmaker was seriously wounded. Police have launched a manhunt for Lissu's attackers. This is VOA News.